Welcome to Influential Entrepreneurs, bringing you interviews with elite business leaders and experts, sharing tips and strategies for elevating your business to the next level. Here's your host, Mike Saunders.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Influential Entrepreneurs. This is Mike Saunders, the Authority Positioning Coach. Today we have back with us Dr. Lonnie Herman, who's the creator of the Rapid Health Restoration System, and we'll be talking about water memory. Lonnie, welcome back to the program.
Hello. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate the time I get to share with you this information and with everybody out there in the world who needs to know this healing work that we do.
And I am excited to talk to you because I always love things that kind of make you stop and cock your head and go, what? So let's just start with the obvious question. What in the world is water memory?
Water memory has been discovered for these probably back as early as the 1990s, that is, where scientists discovered that we can actually program water like a computer chip. And it can be used, programmed water, to help heal the body from different infections and toxins that cause the disease in the person. There is a scientist who just passed away recently, unfortunately, a Japanese scientist. His name is Dr. Masaru Emoto, E-M-O-T-O. Dr. Emoto discovered something unique about water. He was able to, and there's images online, videos online with him. We even have some images on my website and in my ebook. That's free for people to download, by the way. We'll talk about that later. But Dr. Emoto discovered that water, it can actually be programmed by our thoughts. And what he did was he took a sample of water. Let's just say he poured a cup of water from one water source and separated that exact water into, let's say, 10 different samples of that water. So he poured part of the cup of water into saucer A, B, C, D, E, F, G, like that. Okay. Same water, but in different water saucers. He measured that water. What he did was he took a sample of water from each of those. He flash froze them and put them under a microscope and was able to see the structure of the water. So think of like a snowflake. He saw the structure of the water. They were all identical, all, let's say, hypothetically 10 samples. Then with sample number one, he said these words to the water, I love you. He flash froze that water, put it under the microscope, and the I love you water appeared like a gorgeous snowflake appearance. He took that out of the microscope. He went over to sample B, same water source originally, and he said, I hate you to the water. And that water, he flash froze it, put it under the microscope, and it looked like a dirty, disgusting, muddy, slimy appearance. Wow. It was the same water. He then took that out of the microscope and he went over to C, the same water source, but from a different saucer or bowl. And he said, tranquility. And he put it under the microscope. And again, it flash froze it, put it on the microscope. And it looked like a glorious, beautiful snowflake appearance, yet slightly different snowflake appearance from I love you and totally different from I hate you. He went over to the water and he said evil to the water, just the word evil. Flash froze it. And again, it looked like a disgusting, muddy, broken up, just terrible appearance. He went over to the, again, and he did this with peace, with angel, with the Lord, and different words and different emotions. He even proved, even with children who didn't know what they were doing, he had them think a thought to the water, like, I love you, or I'm happy, or peace, or tranquility, or evil, or I hate you, like that. And when he froze the water just with thinking that emotion in front of the water, when he flash froze the water, it came out even from a different person saying the same thing, but thinking, all right? So the water came out identical every time with, I love you, whether one person said it or one person just thought it for the water.
So it was literally the same level of intensity if you said it as compared to if you thought it. Because, you know, you always hear things like if you affirm a certain thing with emotion and then it's going to, you know, resonate much better with you than if you just said, I feel like I am. So you're saying that the words, the thoughts have that impact on water. Well, it makes me, and this is the first time hearing this, so I'm loving learning right along with everyone else listening to this. It makes me think of something that I know scientifically you can point to, but probably the number I've heard is 60% of our bodies are made up of water. If that is the case, this is a huge thing.
Huge. You're right. So, so you can be thinking, I hate myself. I'm never good enough. Why does it always happen to me? You're putting that energy, deeply embedding those emotions into the water that makes up. And if it's 60 or 80 or 85% water of the body, and that water is hydrating. When you drink clean, healthy water, and that water is going to your brain, or when the water is going to your heart, or the water is going to your thyroid, and that water now becomes a disgusting appearance by the negativity that you're thinking and or speaking to yourself or speaking out loud to other people. Those words, those emotions are deeply embedded and imprinted, literally imprinted into the water, programming that water, and that water makes up your thyroid. That is one of the reasons for example, thyroid disease or for stomach.
From a medical standpoint, and this probably was not part of that experiment that you mentioned, but how would this play out? Because this is the way my mind works. Okay, here's those 10 saucers of water, and I said this. Did he continue looking under the microscope for an hour, 2 hours, 10 hours, 2 days to see if that love one maintained that for how long? Is it 2 days, 4 days? Or what about the hate one? Did it dissipate over time? Or is it like something that is static?
So that I don't know. That's a very good question. It's something that I can look into. I will tell you, though, that the water, because it was flash froze, how long will it stay frozen for, right? So,
right.
So I mean, will it melt, right? And then it's now mendable, so to speak, because now you have a negative emotion to it. So it's that we've got to tell ourselves positive messages. But I want to take it a step further, and I can take that, what we just discussed about the emotion, even further, I'm going to do with you. But what also about the memory of water? And there is a video that people can look up on YouTube. It's called Water Memory, literally Water Memory. Just Google or YouTube search that. And there are two scientists that I talk about in my ebook. One, his name is Dr. Jacques Beniste, and the other is Dr. Luc Montagnier. I believe that they both passed on. Dr. Montagnier won a Nobel Prize for his discovery, supposedly, of HIV virus. And Dr. Beniste for in the 90s, and you see the experiments with him in the video Water Memory, he did a lot of work back then in the 90s where he was able to prove, and it's even shown in that Water Memory video, they were actually able to cause an inflammatory reaction with a guinea pig. And they made the guinea pig allergic. They induced an allergy to the guinea pig with egg whites, the protein in the egg white. And whenever the guinea pig had the egg white, the guinea pig suffered from rapid heart rate problems, a tachycardia, heart palpitation. They put the guinea pig to sleep, and they took the heart and connected it to a machine, and they made the heart pump, and they actually drizzled, if you will, just like chocolate sauce over ice cream, they drizzled the egg protein over the heart, and it made the heart still have the irregular heart rate or the heart palpitation as if the guinea pig was alive. So the same heart that they created, that's right. So then what Dr. Beniste did, and he took water, because he had the idea, because water can be programmed like a computer chip. So he connected, just like a jumper cable connects a battery to a battery, and we could jumpstart a car, right? We could turn on the car that had a dead battery. We didn't have to take physics or engineering class to know that. We didn't even see it happening, but we know that the energy transfer from battery good to battery bad to make the bad battery or the dead battery start up again. We know it works because we could start up the car. So we get that it works. We didn't have to take any engineering classes or physics to learn that. But what Dr. Beniste hypothesized, which he proved to actually be true, he took a sample of water, measured the frequency at zero of that water. He took the sample of the egg white protein, and let's just make up a number like the FM radio dial of the egg protein is like a 94.9 FM hertz or frequency. Mm-hmm. He took that egg white protein, put it into a sample vial, sealed vial, put it onto one side of a machine, connected a wire from that input to the output where the water that had zero, he turned the machine on, turned the machine off with the idea that he could transfer the energy of the egg white protein to the water. So he turns the machine on, turns the machine off, takes out the sample of the egg white protein. It's still 94.9. hypothetically, I don't know the number, but it doesn't matter. Just think of it this way. 94.9, he took out the water that was zero when he put it in the machine before he turned the machine on. When he took the water out of the machine after running this experiment, the water measured also 94.9. He connected that sample of the water to the guinea pig's heart, and it made the same exact rapid heart rate, heart palpitation symptom occur in the heart of the guinea pig. The water became the energy of the protein. The body saw it the same, and it made the same reaction in the heart. So now let's fast forward to, they decided to try an experiment. And I'm thinking of, there's a process called homeopathy that was discovered in the late 1800s. And homeopathy, they discovered that we can use samples of different things in nature that matched infections in the body, like malaria, for example, and it can get rid of, help the body get rid of the malaria. The idea is like cures like is the premise of homeopathy. But what Dr. Benaviste in Europe discovered, he was able to take a sample of a strep throat. So somebody had a sore throat, strep throat. He took a culture, measured its, let's just call it strep pneumonia bacteria that made the sore and inflamed throat happen. He did the same experiment like with the egg white protein. He took the strep bacteria in a sealed vial on one side of the machine, water on the other. Let's just say that the strep hypothetically is 103.5 frequency. The water was zero. He turned the machine on, turned it off, took out the strep. It was still 103.5. The water was now 103.5, an identical frequency matching the strep infection. He didn't put the strep in to the water. He put the strep's energy into the water, its frequency, its energy. He gave one drop of that liquid to a patient with a strep throat, and the strep throat disappeared within a day. It matched the energy. So we can program the frequency. We can imprint in the water and program it to carry the frequency of love or hate, like I said earlier, but we can also program it to carry the frequency of the infection, the virus, or the mold, or the whatever it is.
So have you ever drank Hint water?
Hint? I don't know. I don't know that one.
Well, it's like, it's just a brand called Hint, and it's got like a hint of flavor of, you know, orange, or a hint of, and so it's not a full flavored water, but it's water, and it's like, oh yeah, it tastes, it reminds me of what you just said there. It's like, you can program in this hint of whatever you're wanting to infuse, and that could be utilized for healing purposes. Now, that presupposes you know what the healing you need healed from, so that you can imprint the water and have that. But talk a little bit about how water memory can be used for this healing, because that's a great experiment. What if someone comes to you and says, I'm suffering with this. Is water memory something that you can concoct up and infuse this, you know, remedy? And then now they're drinking that water, and now that's helped counteracting that.
Yes, sir. Good point. I'm glad you asked that question. So the answer is yes. And that's what Dr. Montagnier talks about in that water memory video from a couple of decades ago. He's saying it could be used as I think he said, I don't remember verbatim, but like the medicine of the future. Okay. It's sort of the way that he alluded to in the video. And that's what we're doing. So yes, if somebody had, let's say, and I've got proof of my work showing before and after on my website and in videos on my YouTube channel and Facebook and so on, that people with a skin rash, for example, eczema or psoriasis, and there's others, where people have suffered for decades or years, a few, maybe not decades, depending on how long the person's alive. I mean, we've worked with somebody who was 3 months old who had eczema, gone after one treatment with this work. So we're able to find that the infection causing the eczema, for example, was caused by candida infection in the skin and staph bacteria in the skin, and let's say the measles virus affecting their skin. So what we're able to do is make these, we can call them remedies, or we'll call them quantum energized formulas now, where we can actually imprint the water, there'll be three different treatments in one protocol where the water becomes the energy of the candida infection. The water, a second sample, the water becomes the measles. The water becomes the staph. So on day one, they would take their one simple dose. They don't have to keep drinking it. One time, one dose of that candida water and help the body get rid of the candida causing the rash on the skin. Second day, they'll take the staph. And third day, they'll take the measles, and then the rash is gone, basically. And the same goes for whether it's asthma or a thyroid, autoimmune disease, and the list goes on. There's many different things that we help. So yes, it can be done. And it is being done every day with this. We're doing it every day.
Wow. That's really amazing. And also, so now let's think about something, you know, we talked about a couple of those conditions. What about someone that's listening to this going, you know, I don't really suffer with chronic or maladies or issues. What about, can I just use water memory to improve my overall, you know, feeling of well-being in my daily life, not to treat something, but just to kind of maybe prevent or enhance?
So that's another good question. And I'll tell you that I don't have any machine. There are some people who say there are tools out there. I haven't found any that's going to effectively help the person get rid of certain toxins from their body without me figuring out why it is.
What
first.
It is, like broad what spectrum. Is their, yeah.
It's causing the ailment. Yeah. There's no, just like detoxing water. Now, can people drink clean water? Absolutely. It's better than not. Can people drink water that may have certain minerals in it? Sure. I'm not saying that's not good. And alkaline water? Sure. I'm not saying that's not beneficial. But when somebody, for example, a woman has a terrible, let's say, back pain that she's had. She doesn't have heart disease. She doesn't have lupus. She doesn't have a thyroid condition. She feels good, except her back is really bad. But otherwise, there's no other problem. And it's not just drinking enough water to flush out the kidneys. Like when I was a kid, my grandfather said, drink a lot of water, it flushes you out. Well, that may not be true. Because let's just say, for example, the back pain was caused by when she gave birth to her child and they gave her an epidural. And the epidural is in the kidney. You could drink a lot of water, but not get the epidural out of the kidney. That's causing the back pain. And we can make one remedy to program that water to carry the frequency of the epidural to get it out of the kidney, and the back pain is gone. So can people drink water? Yes. Can they drink clean water? Yes. But it takes a certain set of skill and insight over years that it took me to develop the skill to be able to do exactly what I'm saying and sharing with people. But people can look for equipment that maybe be able to give them some detox effect. I just don't know of anything out there.
Well, let's kind of think about this. If people that hear this and go, well, what if we dialed in that frequency the wrong way and we're trying to treat whatever the case is, and I'm doing this water, imprinted water, are there risks associated with using water memory?
So the answer is, well, first of all, again, I just want to go back and say, it's better to drink good water. We need to hydrate our body with clean, healthy water. So that's very important. And can people benefit from having very clean, toxin-free, infection-free water, by the way? That's very important. So that's first of all. But second, are there risks or side effects? If the wrong frequency was put in, the answer is no, because the body will only, if we programmed it with, let's say, a mold frequency, and the person doesn't have mold in their body, they don't get mold and they won't have any symptoms associated with taking that. If the person has mold in them causing their illness and they take that mold remedy, the body, in order to get rid of the mold, it may go through a cleansing process where they might have some aggravations, not a side effect. It's not like taking a drug, but they may have an aggravation as the body's cleansing the mold out of their, let's say, lungs.
Yeah.
Maybe the mold leaves the body, ejects it or extracts it and expels it through the skin, and it might make a rash.
Yep. And that's similar to when you go get a massage and they do deep tissue and they tell you, hey, just note, you might have a little bit of, you know, where the toxins that were in your muscles are now dissipating out. You might have that little bit of a, as it passes through. So that's probably a similar.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yes.
Great.
Very good point. Thank you for asking.
You know, whether, you know, like you mentioned about broad spectrum, you know, bottom line, drink clean water. If and since our bodies are 60, 65, whatever percent made of water, we need to make sure that we are hydrated. But I think a huge takeaway is, I love that example at the very beginning of our conversation about saying and feeling and thinking love and gratitude. That just reiterates all of the positive thinking, gratitude things that we hear all the time, you know, the power of positive thinking. And I think that sometimes people think that it's air quotes woo woo. Well, you know what? if you had that, if we had that study in front of us right now, and we're pointing to this, and it's like, look at the saucers of water, and look at the microscope, and look at what this is. It takes it. It takes the power of positive thinking from woo woo to science. And since sure. that's the case, maybe watching what we say, watching what we think, and focusing more on love and gratitude and positive things has a ripple effect that can benefit us more than we know.
Absolutely. And it can go deeper than that, but you are right 100% yeah. of what you just said. Absolutely.
Yeah. And the deeper is, wow, what maladies, what chronic pain and illness and disease are you suffering with? This is one of the ways that you work with your patients to that. So I think this is just so spectacular to learn about what water memory is, how it could be utilized for healing. And so, Dr. Lani, if someone is listening to this going, I need more, I need to learn more and reach out, connect, what's the best way that they can do that?
The number one, there is a copy of a free copy for people to download my ebook on my website. And that's really important because when they can download this book, and we called it How You Can Rapidly Reverse Quote Unquote Incurable Chronic Illnesses with Quantum Medicine Protocols. So the first thing is they can go to my website, which is www.drlonnieherman.com. That's my name, drlonnieherman.com. And right away on the home screen, there's going to be an offer that pops up where they can put their name and email address in to download my free ebook right away, and they can start reading. It's only 40 pages, very simple, very quick read. It's in all layman terms, no fancy words in there to get people confused. So that's number one. Number two, right on my website, there's a lot of frequently asked questions that people can go through and see what other people are asking, how to get here, what's their investment, and where we're located, and so on. And also, if they do decide after reviewing on my website and looking at all the impressive, truly impressive and wonderful testimonials before and after that people are experienced with this work we're doing, they can always pick up the phone. The number is there. They can just pick up the phone or click a link on the website and begin to see how to book their first appointment with me.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming back on today. It's been a real pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
You've been listening to Influential Entrepreneurs with Mike Saunders. To learn more about the resources mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.influentialentrepreneursradio.com.